Welcome to the Unstoppable Eventrepreneur Podcast, where we have open and honest conversations about business strategies, thinking, and habits that are essential to building a successful event planning business while enjoying a fulfilling lifestyle. I am your host, Mayo Silvers, an events veteran with over 20 years of experience and also an unstoppable eventrepreneur with two multiple six-figure events business. Come listen with an open heart and open mind. Be ready to reset, recharge, and rejuvenate your life and your business. Welcome to the Unstoppable Eventrepreneur Podcast once again. Today's topic is a hot, hot, hot topic. I think if every time I charge a nickel for someone saying that they want to attract their ideal client, I'm going to be a millionaire in a week, probably less time than that. All right. So today I want to talk about how do you attract your ideal clients, right? This is a topic that so many coaches, so many people in the events field, but basically in the business field, entrepreneurs, we all are trying to find the holy grail. How exactly do we attract our ideal client? And after giving it much thought and looking at what other people are doing, looking at what I'm doing, looking at the very successful people, how are they able to attract the people that they want to work with and making a lot of money, and looking at my own business as well, I think that it's time for me to actually call out the obvious, which is, how do you attract your ideal clients? The first thing that I want you to think about is, what exactly is an ideal client mean? What exactly is an ideal client? What does it mean when you say that I want to attract my ideal client? What does ideal client mean to you? For me, an ideal client is, actually, before I talk about me, let's talk about you, okay? I hear a lot, I'm talking about the event planners, all right? That's because this is who I work with, event planners, designers, and decorators. So many of these event profs say that ideal clients are people who have a good budget, who has a good event budget, and also have a good budget to hire me as a planner, designer, or decorator. So the very first thing is they think about the money. They need to have the budget. They need to have the money. For me, an ideal client is more than that. In fact, the money is the last part. For me, ideal client is somebody that I actually enjoy working with, somebody that I enjoy hanging out with, someone who can have the same energy or has the same vibe as me. And what they want me to do or what they need help with is what I love to do. And then let's talk about money. So I don't put money as a first decision factor, on the contrary to many people. Okay, they will always put the money as the first decision factor, whether are you my ideal client? Can you pay for my service or not? Do you have the budget or not? No, that was the last thing on my list. The first thing I look for is, can we work well together? Do we have the same mentality when it comes to working together? Okay, this person doesn't have to be my BFF, but they need to be able to follow my process, and I need to be able to follow their process. We need to have a very clear understanding how I work and how they respond to what I ask for. Okay? It has to be an easy, no chasing, no begging for information, no yelling, no shouting, no sarcasm. It has to be a good energy. And also, it has to be efficient. So for me, I want to work with somebody who is as efficient as me, but they know that they do not want to do the events themselves, even though they're super efficient. They are also very smart. So they're able to have a business conversation with me. They may not know how to plan an event, or they may know how to plan an event, but they respect that I am the expert in this field. I'm the expert in providing the solution that they're looking for when they're looking for somebody to help them with their challenges when wanting to host a ticketed in-person event, which is my target market. 6 to 8 figure coaches who want to host their ticketed in-person events. So I must first like you. You must first like me. But it's not just the personality and the vibe, but we need to respect each other's process and also appreciate honesty and respect timeline and professionalism. For me, that's number one. The energy must be there. Okay. The positive energy must be there. Number one. Then, number two, what do I look for? Which is what they ask me to do. Is it something that I really want to do? Do I enjoy doing that? Okay. I may not enjoy doing the whole thing, but if I enjoy majority of it and then the rest that I don't really enjoy, I can always subcontract it out. Do I enjoy what they ask me to do that they need help with? Very, very important. And then I'm going to share with you a story, okay? When I don't listen to all this. So if it's something that I love to do and I enjoy doing, check mark number one, I like you. We have good vibe together. You respect my process. I respect how you like to be treated. Okay, check mark. Number two, what you need help with, I'm an expert in that and I love doing that. Check mark. The third, do you have the budget that I need you to have in order to produce the event that you want me to produce? And do you have the budget to work with me? So I have these 3 points. And when I talk to event profs, especially creatives, okay, designers, planners, decorators, they only think about the budget, nothing else. Or they would think about, oh, they need to be nice, right? That could be the secondary factor. But I will caution you that if you're working with somebody, especially when it's something that is so personal to them, which is their events, you want to be able to find somebody who respects you, your process, and also enjoy your energy and your personality and your vibe. Otherwise, it will make the whole planning process a nightmare, okay? Now, let's talk about the marketing component. Now you identify the type of people that you like to work with. When I say the type, I'm talking about the personality, the vibe, okay? And how they like to be treated in terms of as a client, like the process, do they understand your process? That's what I meant, okay? So now we recognize the vibe, the energy, and understanding of the process. Then we also understand that, okay, this is the service that I love to do. This is the service that I'm very good at. And then we also recognize the event budget that you want to work with and also the amount of money you want to pay it for. Then let's put this all together and make it into a marketing message. The unfortunate thing is I see a lot of entrepreneurs, but in this case, I'm talking about event planners, designers, and decorators because these are the people I work with. They put on their posts, they will say, I'll help you make time and money. Okay. I'll help you make time and money and I will make your events dream come true. You can just be a guest at your event. Okay. Fantastic. You are delivering a message to let them know that you will help them to make their events dreams come true so that they don't have to spend time to do it themselves. You help them save money because you know the vendors that you can talk to negotiate a great deal. And you also allow them to become a guest at their event. Where is this marketing message? Are you talking to a person in particular? The flaw here is, which is going back to the title of this podcast, are your ideal clients even aware that you're talking to them? Who are you talking to? When you're creating content, it has to be talking to somebody. It cannot be generic. If you are generic, then you are breaking the 3 seconds rule. The 3 seconds rule is in that 3 seconds, they need to know what type of service you provide. That means the actual work, okay? The actual problems that you solve. What are the services you provide? Who you help? Okay, who are the people that you help? This part is so important. Okay, and why should I work with you? Right? And of course, how to contact you. So if you talk about your solution, which is I'll help you save time and money, okay? But you don't talk about who has this problem. Who is the person who has this problem? Then this post will fall flat because you're not attentioning it to anybody. So when I read the post, I was like, okay, sure. But I know that you can help me save time and money, but who is needing this service that you're talking about in particular? When I talk about posting on social media with intention, you really have to narrow down a person that you're talking to. That's why when I'm teaching clients inside our mentorship program, that when you create social media content, you have to identify the services that you're providing, which solve a particular problem. And you are also going to identify the person that you are helping, okay? So I'm going to give you one example, right? People ask me all the time, how come I'm always getting the people who, like, how do I get to work with the people I want to work with and pay me the money that I want to be paid, right? And these people have good event budget because I make it very clear, okay, in my marketing message. First, I call out to these people, which is I say, hey, 6 to 8 figure coaches, okay? Coaches with 6 to 8 figure business. I was very specific, okay? If you are a wedding planner, then you have to call out, hey, engage couples, right? So you call them out. If you are planning a graduation party, who are you talking to? Hey, busy moms. If you are planning a milestone event such as retirement party, hey, you're getting ready to retire? So you want to be able to call out that person, either by a name or by their profession or by their status, okay? Or by their business. So even when I'm marketing on LinkedIn, when I used to do a lot of events for Fortune 500 companies. So I say, I'm an event planner who help Fortune 500 companies to plan and execute their in-person events. I don't talk about, I'm an event planner who plan corporate events. That's too generic. So here, I am an event strategist and planner for 6 to 8 figure coaches. I am very clear. This is my target audience. And I help 6 to 8 figure coaches to strategize on ticket pricing and ticket sales strategy. So here is my solution. So they are able to make profit upfront and at the back end of their ticketed in-person events. This is the result if you work with me. So when I do a marketing message like this, I'm calling out to the people I want to work with. And I'm also highlighting my superpower, my solution to a constantly faced problem. How do I know this is a constantly faced problem? Because I do my market research. Why are people afraid to do ticketed in-person events, coaches? Because they're afraid they are losing money upfront. Therefore, I provide a solution. You will not lose money upfront if you hire me because I have a foolproof ticket pricing strategy and a ticket sales strategy. Okay? And then I show them the results. If you are doing a social media and you don't call out these people, your ideal clients, your target audience have no idea. So if you are going to be a wedding planner, a high-end wedding planner, okay? And then we'll talk about corporate side. Give you one example for your post, okay? The marketing message says that engage couples, if you're looking, you know, congratulations to your engagement. If you are a busy professional, okay, a busy professional who wants to have a luxury wedding, but you don't want to spend the time to learn how to do it, nor the effort to want to do it, you just want to enjoy the bliss of being engaged, I'm the wedding couple for you because of I know XYZ ABC your solution, okay? And I will be able to help you create a fairy tale wedding with all the bells and whistles that you are looking for. So here, I use words like busy professionals, professionals. That means I'm talking to people who hold a good job and get paid really well. I also talk about, it's not that they don't know how to do, it's they don't want to do it. I always say in sales psychology, it's not someone not knowing what to do or how to do. It's if they decided that they don't want to do it, they will hire you, okay? When they see the value in you. So I talk about that in a marketing message. I use very rich, as in like dollar sign rich words, like luxurious wedding, bells and whistles. So the perception that I'm giving is I don't do bare bones weddings. I work with busy professionals who want to have a luxurious wedding, who wants to have the bells and whistles on their wedding day, but they do not want to mess with the time nor spend energy to learn or want to do the planning themselves. When you create a marketing message like this, you are already eliminating all these tire kickers because you are already asking them a question that they will ask themselves. Am I a busy professional? Am I willing to do it myself? Do I want to do it myself? Do I want all the bells and whistles? Yeah, of course. Some of them may say, I want bells and whistles. Some of them will be like, no, I want to keep it simple. So those who want to keep it simple may not appeal, may not find your message appealing. So there you go. You just repel somebody. So marketing is not just attraction marketing, but repelling marketing is equally powerful. So to cut the long story short, or to end today's podcast, I want you to ask yourself, does your marketing message address a particular person, a status, or a company? Does your marketing message address a solution to a problem that you know this group of people are facing? Does your marketing message deliver a promise of a result that these people are looking for? Hit those 3 points, especially the part about the person. You have to call out that person. You're 50% there. Okay? All right. This is probably a podcast that you have to listen to a few times to take notes. But the good news is we have a product that we just launched. And it's fantastic, in my opinion, for those of you, event planners, designers, and decorators who are just starting their business. And you have no idea how to market yourself. You have no idea how to post or what to post on social media. Okay, you don't know how to market your services, right? You have the skill to plan and design events, but you may not have the skill when it comes to really marketing your work. We have created a 10-course bundle called the Kickstart Bundle. The Kickstart Bundle, it's like your toolkit, okay, for people who are just starting their business or thinking to start a business, or people who already started a business but not going anywhere, not making money, or not getting any leads. This 10-course bundle consists of the 5 pillars for business success. So the 5 pillars revolves around pricing for profit. It revolves around how to create a portfolio. So for those of you who are starting and you don't have anything to show, you don't have a marketing asset to show your work, we will teach you how to create a digital portfolio through StyleShoot step by step. And you also have a social media training with a template that teach you the 4 intentions that you need to consider, the 4 purposes you need to consider when you're planning or when you're posting on your social media. It also have video tutorials of role play that I teach. How do you overcome objection? Because it's not just about knowing how to price for profit. It's not just knowing about how to market yourself. But when the leads come, you've got to know how to handle objection. Okay. It also have a course module that is business legalities. So many of you are struggling with what are the legal things I need to do in order to set up my company without getting in trouble with the law. So I have a video tutorial that where a business attorney came on to teach. Okay. And also mindset and productivity. I have a video tutorial on how to handle rejections, okay? And how to get up every time you fall. I have a video tutorial on how to create a schedule now that you are building your side hustle for real now, okay? No longer a hobbyist, you are amateurist, you're amateur, you're trying to get the things in order, okay? Hopefully you'll become a full-fledged entrepreneur down the road after you consume the 10-course bundle. So here I teach you how to create a schedule that now, where are you going to find the time to build your business? Because you can have all the strategies and tactics, but if you don't have the right mindset, nor if you don't have the time or find the time or know how to make use of the time intentionally to do the work that you need to do, then you will forever become a hobbyist. You will never become an amateur or entrepreneur. So as you're listening to this podcast, this bundle is only at $27. I don't know, the next time when I talk about this, is it still at 27? You get 10 courses with templates and checklists for $27. And it comes with live support. Isn't it crazy? It comes with live support. You have co-working sessions. You have 3 co-working sessions a month where you get to, and we theme them. One is for style shoot and sales and marketing outreach. One is for CEO work, which is like CEO schedule, your business legalities, your workflow. And then another one is content strategy, where you come on and you just produce content, or you ask question, like you do a test, or you ask questions about, you do a test with the people in the room and say, do you think this sounds good? Or you audit your website and your social media. And we also have a personal development call once a month as well, because I believe that your business can only grow if you grow. So this is only at $27, okay? Get the bundle at $27. You get the 10 course at $27 that come with the live support. And this is a coaching membership. This is the cheapest thing I've ever launched. So for those of you who are listening to me and you are hesitating to join our flagship program, or you are not ready to join our flagship program, which is at this point in time, $400 a month, then this will be a good time for you to take advantage of this. It is a monthly fee of $27, but if you decide to terminate the next month, that's okay because there's no contract. You still get to keep those 10 courses, but I highly doubt that you will cancel your subscription because of the value that we give, not only on the courses, but also on those co-working sessions that you learn from others and you get all your questions answered. You're not just reading a course or watching a course and then try to figure things out yourself. So if this is something that you're interested, make sure that you go to the show notes, okay? And click on that link that says Kickstart Bundle and watch, have a sneak preview. Go in, click on that link and watch a sneak preview of what you're getting in terms of the courses. And I assure you that this is something that everybody can benefit from, even established event planners, designers, decorators. If you're not getting the momentum that you want, use this as your audit to what you can do better. Okay. And if you're a newbie, oh my God, this is like a blueprint. Okay. Because it touches the 5 pillars: pricing, marketing, how to create a marketing asset, how to convert sales, and business legalities, and also mindset and productivity. So go grab it while it's still at $27. So we just launch it as you're listening to this podcast. We just launch it, okay? A couple of days new. So go get it before I decide to raise the price. Thank you so much for listening to today's podcast. I appreciate you. I appreciate you being a loyal listener. Please always remember to give me a rating and a review and share our podcast so that we can help one eventrepreneur at a time.
Thank you for listening to the Unstoppable Eventrepreneur Podcast. If you have enjoyed this episode, can you do me a favor? Please leave us a review and also share our podcast so we can help more eventrepreneurs out there. And don't forget to subscribe to our podcast so you never miss any new episodes.